Good morning. It's Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Let's start with the Schoharie limousine lawsuits. There is one now from the estate.
Yes, the estate of one of the victims killed in 2018's limousine crash in Schoharie County is suing two state agencies. It says have denied it public records it seeks as it pursues a civil lawsuit. The estate of Aaron McGowan of Amsterdam has sued the state's Department of Transportation and Motor Vehicles in state Supreme Court in Albany County. The estate says it has illegally been denied access to public records and inspections, registration, and repairs on the limousine involved in the October 6th crash that killed 20 people.
We'll keep following that story, of course. Now we go to the city of Schenectady, which has finished the first phase of a new housing development, Little Italy.
Big news in Schenectady. The first homes built as part of a new housing project in Schenectady's Little Italy section are now on the market. Six townhouses have been completed on Barrett Street, part of the Live in Schenectady project, a coalition of five banks and 16 investors who provided financing. Prices for the two-story townhouses start at $161,500. 15 units are planned.
We've been talking about this, at least in the past we have. Clifton Park now moving forward in a new park in the center of town.
Yep, a vision for a future park in the center of Clifton Park is finally set after years of planning and securing the land. Clifton Park purchased the land from the Shenandoah Central School District for $1 million in 2018. And again, the 37-acre park will be located in the center of town.
Some fun, as you put in your note to me this morning. There was a Battle of Rotterdam last night. What happened?
The Battle of Rotterdam. Well, whenever Shalman and Mohanneson get together in any kind of sports, there is a battle for town bragging rights. Last night, Shalman's boys and girls teams both defeated Mohanneson. The boys won 68-64, the girls 56-33, and the basketball season is off and running.
Well, I'm guessing Mohanneson will get another chance.
I think they'll meet somewhere in the next couple of months.
Great. We'll meet with you next week. He's Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you, Dave.